T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Hey, Darryl, real quick before we get to the Browns, I know you've been covering the Indians here. So a quick moment on that. What's it been like being at the ballpark?
It's different. It's like going to church almost. Everyone's quiet. Those that are there, and there aren't many. But the fact that they're able to play, I think, is, you know, certainly a major victory there. And the Indians clearly have done a great job with their protocols and what they've done internally with their team to make sure that they have minimized risk that, you know, we see these other teams, the Cardinals, the Marlins, et cetera, that Phillies that, you know, have had to deal with.
Not the Phillies. The Phillies didn't have a problem. They just
They were a casualty.
Yeah, they were a casualty. Yeah.
Right. But you watch the Indians play, and you know, a lot of guys have masks, have some sort of face covering on and stuff like that. So I think the Indians have done a really good job trying to navigate it, and hopefully their bats can warm up.
Yeah.
Yeah, no question about it, Darryl. Hey, let's switch gears, talk a little Browns here. You know, obviously they're dealing with the COVID stuff. The Browns aren't practicing yet. I know they're doing some workouts. Tell us about what's going on in the facility this first week, you know, as everyone's kind of getting back into Berea.
Yeah, they're in the acclimation phase, Dustin. So basically what it means is they're doing first couple of weeks of April stuff right now, strength and conditioning. So that entails an hour in the weight room. That entails an hour workout on the field. They have a lot of walkthroughs. And so obviously Kevin Stefanski is taking advantage of that and, you know, using that time to try and catch up on all the missed time that they've had on the field during the off season. But that's basically what they're doing here these first 2 weeks.
We're talking with Dangerous Darryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Darryl, Browns have had 3 players opt out. Two are names we know, right? Drew Forbes. Last week, the offensive lineman who may have been in the mix for the starting right guard spot, maybe. And today, a bigger name, Andrew Billings, who they just signed as a free agent.
Right.
And he was certainly going to play significant snaps as the third defensive tackle. That's just, you know, I don't want to look too crazy, but that's a loss that matters. How much, I don't know, but it matters. In the end, I don't criticize a single player. If they want to opt out, I got no problem with it whatsoever. But from a football perspective, it's a bit of a loss. No.
Yeah, it is. I mean, Billups was supposed to be one of their interior rotational players. Andrew Berry kind of talked about it today that, you know, they really made it a priority this offseason to try and beef up the interior of that defensive line, and losing a veteran like Billings out of that rotation. Certainly, it hurts. There's no question about it. And you know, so, you know, a guy like Jordan Elliott, I should say, is going to get an opportunity to step in there, and maybe some of these other unknown names as well. But I think it certainly puts a little added pressure on the two starters in the middle, Larry Ogunjobi and Sheldon Richardson as well.
Darryl, what do you think about Odell Beckham Jr.'s comments? I know they were 2 weeks ago, but
right.
For him to say we shouldn't play a season, then all of a sudden 2 weeks later he changes his mind, it's still got to be in there somewhere. What did you make of all that?
Yeah, and you know, what's interesting is, okay, the interview took place 2 weeks ago. He came to the facility last Tuesday, went through the COVID testing, all that. Now he's in the facility. He's seen all the things that the Browns have done to create as safe of an environment as possible. And, you know, I can see his mind changing, but you'd think that somebody would go back to the Wall Street Journal and say, hey, those comments that are made really don't apply now. Like, Odell is not opting out, he's playing, et cetera. And, you know, the other thing too is, I don't know how you sit on an interview with Odell Beckham for 2 weeks. That just doesn't compute to me. But, I mean, he basically echoed, Dustin, what he said in that YouTube conversation that he had with Cam Newton. He basically said the same thing then. I think part of it, you got to give credit to the Browns for creating an environment in which Odell feels is safe enough for him to participate. I am surprised. I thought, based on what he said to Cam with Cam Newton in that YouTube conversation that was published in July, coupled with what was published yesterday, I was, you know, and I knew he had, you know, reported for camp and all that, but it was in my mind that, you know, he's probably going to opt out. It wouldn't shock me if he were to opt out. Obviously, that's not the case. He's going to play, and he's going to, you know, he's full participating in everything that's going on. But I am a little surprised, Dustin, that based on what he said a month ago versus now, I am very curious what did change his mind.
By the way, I mentioned before, Darryl, Jeremy Fowler of ESPN said earlier today, about an hour ago, he tweeted, you know, more than 50 players have now opted out. And he said several big names are strongly considering joining the group. You know, at this point, it would be a surprise if Beckham opted out, but he did say some big names could join the group. So it's always possible that some guys may be on the fence. Who knows? We hope that's not the case. But it's going to be interesting if some – you know, to this point, the only bigger names have been pretty much linemen, which doesn't mean – I mean, they matter, but, like, it's not – you know, there's been no big skill position guy.
I mean, of the players, they're the most exposed.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So yes. It's understandable that they're you're seeing these guys opt out. No question there. You know, as far as, you know, bigger names – I think what's actually a good thing is that about this Thursday deadline now is that players have been in facilities. They see what teams have done, and they can have a comfort level with that. Or if they still remain uncomfortable, they now have an option to still opt out and say it's a no-go.
Right.
So I think that that's like the positive here. Is that they at least now know what the environment looks like the Browns. I mean, they moved the weight room, turned the old weight room into a secondary locker room. The hallways are one way, stairwells are one way. A lot of the meeting rooms have turned into video conference rooms for coaches to go into to talk to players over screens remotely. You know, so like the Browns have done everything in their power to create the safest environment possible. That is crystal clear. And so the players like Odell, who I really believe was seriously considering not playing, to be able to be exposed to that and see what it really is like, to give them a true barometer and a true comfort level, with what's been done, I think is a positive to allow those players to make as informed of a decision as possible.
Darryl, do you think, the Browns and Njoku have made up?
Yeah, you know, I credit the Browns here for all the grief they get about being the NFL's raging dumpster fire. I think that those days are over. Wow. Typically when Drew Rosenhaus, Dustin, as you know, when he requests a trade, it gets done. Like, that usually means that is the end and whatever. And so credit Andrew Berry, Kevin Stefanski, the front office, the coaching staff, whatever they were able to say to Rosenhaus and Njoku, to get him to buy back in and come back and participate this year, kudos to them. That's a great job out of them. I don't know that the market was as robust for Njoku as maybe Rosenhaus and Njoku might have hoped or thought, but Again, when those type of requests get made, especially of an agent of Rosenhaus's stature, deals get done. Players get moved.
Yeah.
And in this case, they got both Njoku and Rosenhaus to say, okay, we're back in, we're all in with the Browns, and let's go for it. And I think that Andrew Berry and the organization deserve a lot of credit for that. And again, I think that speaks very positively about the state of the franchise right now.
I agree with everything you say. They got to win before we totally take them out of the doghouse. But you're right. I agree. There's a lot of reason to be positive. We have smart people running the organization. I got a good feeling about both the coach and the GM. I think there's reason to be optimistic, but I'm cautiously because we've been fooled before. But it does seem like things are on the right path. Daryl, do you expect there are still some veterans out there and with some players opting out and the Browns having plenty of cap space and even a little more here because the guys who opt out don't count against the cap this year. Do you expect the Browns to try to bring in another, you know, veteran on defense, especially on the line?
It wouldn't surprise me, and that's why I asked Barry what I did today about his ability to do that just from like a procedural standpoint because – you know, they kind of – every team has created their own little bubble around their facility, right? So, you know, being able to try out players I think is very difficult or, you know, get physicals and look at them and all that. I mean, I have to imagine that those players have to go through the span of COVID-19 testing and whatnot before you can even get in front of the player and feel comfortable doing it. So – I do think that there's a chance they can supplement the roster because obviously more holes are going to open up. Guys are going to get hurt in training camp. That's just the way NFL football goes every year. But I'm curious to see how Barry is going to be able to move as far as being able to do that. It's not going to happen as fast, certainly, as we've seen in years past just because of all these safety protocols that are in place. You can't just bring in a player and sign him and incorporate him into what you're doing. I mean, you're talking at least 1 week, right?
Yeah.
Maybe 2 weeks before you can integrate a guy. So this is going to be very, very difficult. I think that's part of the reason you saw Andrew Berry today when he was asked about a few specific things. You know, he kept talking about internal options. And I really think that they're going to look internally first before they go externally. But I'm curious to see how that plays out because the pandemic and the protocols around it, I think, make it difficult on teams to be able to bring in players immediately.
Daryl, final question. It's the most important question of the day. My cell phone, wow, a second ago I had 3% battery life. Now all of a sudden I have 4%. I don't know how it went up because I don't have it plugged in. Will now at 4%, I make it the final 35 minutes of the show?
No, you're done for.
Done?
You're done.
Why is my percentage going up? It went up from 3 to 4, and I haven't plugged it in.
How old?
Oh, now it went back to 3. Now it's back at 3.
And how old's the phone?
I don't know, 3 years maybe.
Yeah, you're done.
You think I'm finished?
Yep.
Dustin, you agree with him on that?
Yeah, I don't. Thanks for the update, by the way. On the.
I'm sorry. I know everything you bring up on the air is earth shattering, must listen to radio. Apologize.
You bring up irrelevant things. At a 2-to-1 ratio to me.
Well, that's because you're half asleep most of the time.
Well, because you put me
to sleep. I just checked my phone. I have 62% battery life because I know everybody's concerned about that.
Much better, Daryl. Good job, Eddie.
Yeah, I'm at 78. Right, bleep you guys.
Daryl, good stuff, pal. We'll talk to you later.
Okay, guys. Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.